Spell removal. Many who experience difficulties in their lives and feel stuck, now more than ever turn to mystics and communicators. If you are told that a spell has been placed on you, it is important to make sure that the spell removal process is carried out by the right person. Spell removal is a complex process, which requires in-depth Kabbalistic knowledge and unquestionable professional ethics. Samuel Zohar Yanai invites you to a thorough process that will allow you to completely free yourself from the blockage that has plagued you. Why is not every spell removal process effective? The simple truth is that there are many psychics and mystics who have not been trained at all to perform the complex process. In fact, many of those involved in the field are also involved in activities that are strictly forbidden according to Halacha and Kabbalah, such as interfering with the world of the dead or casting harmful spells. These actions are done for narrow personal interests and are therefore against the ethics of those involved in the mystical field. Practices of this type invite a lot of negative energy and therefore not only will not allow an effective spell removal, but may make it worse. Remember, spell removal is one of the most complex processes to perform, and only a person with rich experience and extensive knowledge of Kabbalah can lead to the desired result. Throughout all the years of his activity, Samuel Zohar Yanai refused time and time again to cast harmful spells and perform spell removal only in accordance with Kabbalah and limitations of Halacha. There will be no possibility to use it for divination or causing harm to another person. The entire process is designed for one purpose only, the recovery of your present and future. Spell removal, how to do it right. I work thoroughly and with a high commitment to your unique needs. Although the process is based on ancient Jewish wisdom, it is suitable for people of all religions and beliefs without restriction. The process is done in complete seclusion and requires a great deal of concentration. Therefore, it is not carried out in your presence. Repeated spell removal process to complete resolution. Spell removal is mostly impossible in one encounter. To ensure an effective response, I stay in touch with you, check the progress and repeat the process every 30 days until the block is completely resolved. Elimination of all negative effects. I do not settle for a mere spell removal removing a binding spell. In order to fully empower you, I remove all curses, evil eye and ill wishes that have harmed you over the years. After all the negative energies are removed, I will also implement protections that will prevent any attempt to cast spells against you. A comprehensive program for comprehensive strengthening spells dominate all areas of life and destroy every good plot. As part of the effort to rehabilitate you after the spell removal, I will provide advice how to strengthen the body with vitamins and personalized herbs and personal and business coaching that will allow you to recover from all the damages you have experienced. Opening the energetic flow. Once we have ensured that we have opened all blockages and implemented stable defenses, I will reopen your positive energy channels to ensure a positive flow. Never procrastinate a spell removal process. The powerful spell is spreading rapidly and getting worse constantly. You have the power to stop it. All that is required is just the right guidance, commitment to the process, persistence, and a willingness to act quickly are the best policies to stop the ongoing deterioration. Want to learn how to do it? Just apply here on the website or contact us by phone or WhatsApp. What is a séance? We have all heard of the ancient custom and wondered if there really is any truth to it. It is important to clarify beyond any doubt, Kabbalah strictly forbids disturbing the rest of the deceased or spirits, and this action is extremely dangerous and may cause irreversible damage. The séance is a mystical ritual in which the participants try to communicate with the soul of a dead person or a ghost. The most common way to perform this ritual is by sitting around a table using a dedicated board. The board contains letters, numbers, and in some cases the words yes and no. The participants place a vessel upside down on the board and turn to the spirits of the dead, asking them to answer their questions. Then, they place their fingers on the vessel and, as it were, the vessel moves over the letters and numbers to answer the questions. Magical plants of all kinds have been used by mankind for thousands of years for diverse applications. Some of them are intended for positive uses such as incense, purification, spell removal, strengthening existing love, spiritual cleansing, protection and guarding. Others are used for witchcraft and evil eye. These plants are used in all cultures of the world. These are some of the most common ones. Belladonna, this Solanaceae is mentioned in legendary and mythology books as holding both protective and destructive powers. As a rule, the belladonna, in its natural form, it is considered as a protective object and prevents evil forces from harming the house or its inhabitants. However, in rare cases the substance was combined in a concoction with destructive plants and used to intensify the damage. Atropine, sometimes called Aphrodite, after the Greek goddess of love. The plant is considered very poisonous and must not be swallowed or eaten. It is used to strengthen love, protect the house and also for various spells when ground or as part of a mixture with other plants. Turmeric. Turmeric has a long tradition both in its wild form and in the cultivated version. Its uses are very diverse, from health purposes, proven by research, and maintaining and proper functioning of various physical systems to a common spice. In addition, it is used for many spells and potions. Greek mythology tells of a potion based on turmeric that was concocted by Greek witches in order to restore a hero to his youthful strength after he grew old. It is known that excessive drinking or eating of turmeric can cause very dangerous hallucinations. In witchcraft traditions, this characteristic is used to control people and sometimes even enslave them materially and sexually. Mandragora, this is the most common and oldest of plants used for witchcraft. It is mentioned in the Bible in the story of Reuben, who gathered mandragora in the field for his mother, Leah. There it was used as an intoxicant for lust, which is why Jacob sleeps with Rachel. The use of mandragora is wide-scaled, varied, and fascinating. When mixed in a drink, it strengthens sexual desire in an extremely powerful manner in both men and women. Therefore, it is also considered a distinct love and passion plant. On the other hand, it is a dark and dangerous plant, which has been used for hundreds of generations by witches and sorcerers. Incorporating it into the women's potions without their knowledge may cause disorientation, hallucinations that include very real visions of spirits and uncontrollable ecstasies. In rare cases, drinking it will lead to shock, cardiac arrest, and immediate death. In low doses, it can be used to make delicious liqueurs and wines that are quite healthy. In the past, the mandragora potion was also used as a lie detector. Marigold. Marigold is a common plant around the world, and its poisonous tubers are mainly used by witches in concoctions or potions. Fringed rue. This plant is also quite common and is used as an important raw material for making poisonous potions. It contains highly dominant ingredients designed to harm humans physically, spiritually, and mentally. However, in various mixtures, such as the muscota, the incense mixture for purification and protection that is common among North African Jews and the Arabs of the Maghreb, it is used as a powerful protective agent. It is believed that a strong smell of rue will ward off witches and sometimes even demons because it contains ingredients that block the energetic action of evil forces. Verbena. Verbena is unique both in its properties and in its eye-catching appearance. The plant is mainly used to make potions, incense, purification rituals and ward off evil spirits, but not against actual demons for the most part. According to the belief, the verbena effectively blocks the damage of spirits and their sabotage attempts in houses or property. Judas tree. Despite its exquisite beauty, the Judas tree is considered to accumulate negative energy. This is the tree on which Judas Iscariot hanged himself after betraying Jesus. Therefore, it is customary not to get too close to it, not to pick its fruits, and certainly not to rest in its shade. Carob. Despite holding ancient and deep Kabbalistic meanings, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai fed on its fruits for years. The tree is sometimes considered a place where demons. Therefore, it is not recommended to set camp near it, unless the person is properly protected, not to hide behind it, and certainly not to sleep next to or under it. Laurel. This is the tree from which the bay leaves come, used for cooking, preservation, incense, and purification. Most parts of the tree are considered a powerful means of protection against witches, sorcerers, sorcery, demons, and spirits. Want to learn more about spell removal and many other mystical processes? To answer any question and schedule a call, contact us now on the website, on WhatsApp, or by phone.